This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. I know some people who lived through the War of Kosovo, and if you know anything about the War of Kosovo, you know that in that region, you know, we're talking Eastern Europe and the Russia versus Western Europe conflict and so on. This was, I forgot the year, I think it was in the early 1990s, but I'd have to check. But it was a situation where things were normal one day, and then almost instantly, they found themselves, the citizens there, they found themselves in a state of total war. And it happened just boom, just like almost overnight. And they couldn't even believe it. And there's a lesson in this, which is that normalcy bias can be a very dangerous thing. You and I go through our lives every day and we take it for granted, almost by default, that things are going to be the same as they are today, tomorrow, that the grocery stores will be open and there'll be law and order in our city or our state, that we'll have electricity, you know, all these things that we can order online and get delivery via UPS or FedEx or something. And these are assumptions, and these assumptions break down very quickly in times of war or chaos. And what the people of Kosovo found out very quickly is that all of a sudden you can't buy antibiotics anymore. All of a sudden the pharmacies are wiped out. All of a sudden the stores are closed. Now you're dodging sniper fire to go get insulin. You know what I mean? That kind of situation. And this has happened throughout the history of the world. I mean, look at the people of Venezuela right now. Very highly educated, overall well-intentioned, intelligent people, very capable of running a first world nation. Venezuela was rapidly expanding and doing well. And then virtually, well, it wasn't overnight in this case. It was a rapid monetary debasement and financial collapse that I guess accelerated over about 3 years, frankly. And over that 3 year period, then these people who were once very well off and very wealthy and well fed, you know, they had food, they had money, they had jobs, everything. They found themselves suddenly starving and desperate and living under authoritarian tyranny. No joke. They found themselves in a very bad situation that didn't seem possible a few years earlier. And you got to ask the question, if the people of Kosovo or Venezuela could go back in time before that crisis hit, what would they have wanted to acquire, or what skills would they have wanted to learn before the crisis happened? And they'll tell you, because many of these people are living today and they went through hell. They'll tell you things like, oh, we wish we would have had antiseptic liquids, you know, things to for sanitation purposes, just to wash your hands. We wish we would have had soap. We wish we would have learned how to use weapons. That's a very common one. I wish we would have had a handgun and some extra ammo. I wish we would have taken some classes about how to use those weapons. Wish we would have had a bulletproof vest, you know, things like that. Or we wish we would have had extra cash, or bought some gold, or grown a garden, or had some goats and backyard chickens. We could have had eggs and maybe not starved to death, you know. These are the kinds of things that you hear from individuals who recount what happened to them. And so it's important for you and I to learn from those people, because things can change quickly in our society as well. And what we take for granted right now won't be available, won't be here every day. So think about it right now. What do you need if things go bad? What do you need that you don't have? Not just objects, but also skills. What skills do you need to learn? What relationships do you need to nurture? You know, people to know locally, people who could be part of your neighborhood network of self-defense, for example. You know, these are questions to ask yourself right now. And I know I've been telling you a lot of this lately, but it's because there's there's a legitimate sense of urgency about things that are coming, you're not going to have unlimited amount of time to prepare. So get on it now while you can, and save yourself in ways that, other people wish they could have saved themselves, you know, but they failed. Ultimately, no one is going to save you other than you. So get on it right now, and you won't regret it. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Check out my website, survival.news. And I've also got another website called collapse.news, which talks about the coming collapse, economic collapse, civil war collapse, things like that. So check them out. You'll learn a lot. You may even learn something that can help you survive the chaos that's coming. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.